Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. I thought I'd do some topics and then talk about my recent Media Mick purchase and go from there. So one of the topics is a podcast that I discovered. I don't usually go away from my standard podcast list. But when a podcast you listen to starts to not show up on its regular day, I don't have a spot to, you know, to fill my time when I'm driving or working, doing housework. I don't walk with my dog anymore with my headsets because I got to be kind of alert and be able to hear things. And I'm already deaf in one ear, so I don't listen to podcasts when I walk, or I'd even need more to listen to. But I discovered a podcast called Does It Come in Chromium? And it's hosted by Matt Anderson. He is the co-writer of a comic book called White Picket Fences that was from Ape Entertainment. And I actually did buy it. I was big into Ape. A matter of fact, I still have an Ape T-shirt. I need to find it, but I should wear it to Heroes Con if it still fits. I have gained some weight, so probably like 4 pounds. I haven't shed them off, but 4 pounds of fat is significant. So. This podcast, why I like it is he tends to have a guest on, and they talk about books in the 80s and 90s, and it's like kind of like gimmick covers. And the ones that I've listened to are the Force Works, because I just read it recently, and I enjoyed it. Not sure the hosts, Kevin Freeman and Matt, enjoyed it as much as I did, but I had bought a run on eBay, I believe. If I remember correctly, I bought it on eBay, and I filed it away, and I read it digitally, even though I had the physical copies, because sometimes when my mind is racing and I'm in bed, it's easy for me to pop out the iPad and, you know, start reading comics. And I literally read the entire run of Force Works. And there was a big crossover event that tied into War Machine, Iron Man, and a few other titles. And I read those as well. It tied into Avengers as well. And because they were on the iPad, I was able to like go across those titles fairly easily. When it said continued in blah, I would go find that title and then continue the story. But that makes it pretty convenient when you're reading digitally, and you don't have to go through several long boxes to try to find. Plus, I don't have those War Machines or Iron Mans. I'm pretty confident I don't. I do have the Avengers, but not the other ones, and I would have the Force Works. But I listened to that episode, and it was just a breakdown of that first issue. I didn't even know it was a gimmick cover, to tell the truth, because I filed it away, but I didn't know it expanded out. An awkward cover. They talked about it, and they broke down the series and kind of talked about how they felt about it when it was coming out. But I like that format. I really like it. And now he's talking to Jerry Ordway about Superman, and Jerry Ordway is one of my favorite Superman artists and Superman writers. And I love what he did with Power of Shazam and All-Star Squadron. He's one of my favorite creators. I probably haven't told him that, but I think I met him once. But I preferred him over Byrne. I don't know why. it just appealed to me more than Byrne. And Byrne was the one hero that I started recognizing creators for. Like when I never really paid attention to who was creating comics before Byrne. Fantastic Four off the spinner rack. And that's when I started to say, oh, creators? Maybe I had to think about creators. Before, it was more characters and what the stories were or what looked the coolest off the spinner rack. But he had Jerry Ordway, and then they talked about the Archie characters, the Impact line, and I completed the Impact line when it was coming out. The Fly, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., trying to think of all of them, the Comet, the Black Hood, the Web, Jaguar, and there might be some more. The Mighty Crusaders came later. And I've always been like into the Archie characters, but this is when I like collected the whole line and really enjoyed when they were coming out. And they talked about the Comet and Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. and some of the other titles that they experienced when they were younger and what it is to experience it today. And I thoroughly enjoyed that one. Like, I really enjoyed it. So I've been listening to that podcast really regularly. And there was another one I listened to. I'm just trying to remember what it was. But a lot of it's like 90s properties and gimmick covers and stuff like that. And I kind of like enjoy the 90s. And like, what is the gimmick of Impact? They said, well, it was kind of like a new line gimmick. But I really like that. Plus, I'm like trying to get the 1983 Blue Ribbon or Red Circle titles. They spent a year like launching titles. It was maybe a year and a half that Archie decided to take their characters back out of retirement, 1983. And I've been collecting those. I recently picked up some of The Fly and Blue Ribbon Digest. I'm hoping to finish that Blue Ribbon Digest because I was reading Steel Sterling and I became like so fascinated with his origin that I was like, I need to read more of this. And I'm fascinated with the characters. I'm fascinated that the Shield came out before Captain America. Like that kind of stuff just blows my mind. It's fascinating to me. And you know, Rob Liefeld talked about, you know, the patriotic superheroes, and I really liked that episode. It was one of my favorites. And that's when I was like completing my Fighting American, and I actually bought some Fighting American Golden Age because of it. And did the DC Fighting American, the Marvel Fighting American, the Awesome Fighting American by Rob Liefeld. When I said awesome, I mean the brand, the publishing line was called Awesome Comics that did Fighting American. So I just really enjoy that stuff. And he comes out with this stuff really frequently. I think it's like two a week and they're about 2 hours. So it's a lot of invested time, but it seems to have filled my podcasting. And you're like, well, there's lots of YouTube stuff. I can't like YouTube is a visual medium and you have to pay attention to the visual medium. Whereas a podcast, you can kind of like listen to and follow along and remember things, and that I enjoy very, very much. So I wanted to do a shout out to Does It Come in Chromium and tell you to try to check it out. I don't know how I discovered it. I think the main thing is I asked some like obscure question on Blue Sky, and Matt answered it, and I friended him at that time. And then I was listening to Not Near Mint, or I was watching it, and Kevin mentioned that he was going to be on, and I listened to the episode prior, and it's just a lot of fun. I'm going to continue to support that show. It's important to support the shows and tell them you like things, because that's why people pod fade. They don't know if there's anybody out there. I wonder why I do this, because I don't get a lot of feedback like most people. I don't even know if anybody listens anymore. But it's a good way for me to, as I get older, to document myself and what I feel about the industry and back issues and what I like reading and what I am reading, and even to remember what I read, because as you get older, it's amazing when you get older. When you're younger, your brain like fires on all cylinders, and you like remember every little detail of everything. And when you're older, it's like, oh, what was that about again? But I wanted to mention that podcast, and then talk briefly about my MediaMic purchases, which was a big one. And I want to talk about process. I didn't have a process for doing back issues, because since I went to the non-merge phase of comic book collecting, it's become difficult. And I said, I need to come up with something. So as I get a short box, I document what's in that short box, and I call it a certain box. And what am I going to do with this? For one thing, it'll let me identify where to find that material. It's going to be hard to do this, but I hope to do it. And then it'll also help me that when I retire, if I want to go back and do merges, that I will be able to successfully do them and be able to find things. The other thing I did 9 short boxes? I did a 9 short box merge, so I can get stuff out of the living room before guests came. And I got so sore. I don't know how much longer I can be doing this, especially the stairs. I'm having a really hard time navigating stairs, carrying things that are heavy, going down. I don't seem to have that problem going up, but for some reason, I guess the impact of weight coming down makes me walk like Frankenstein. So I can't alternate steps, but when I'm going up, I can take steps like a normal person. And I feel like when I'm going down, I have to use the handrail, whereas I'm going up, I don't necessarily need to use the handrail. I still use it when I can. It's always good to be safe than sorry. But MediaMic order, I didn't realize, or I would have told him to get me a smaller box, because the way it works is I accumulate these from Twitter auction, and that's probably the only reason I'm on Twitter. I have no interaction with anybody on Twitter anymore, with the exception of MediaMic and Big Five Army Kirk. Everybody else has left that platform for Blue Sky. And it still hasn't become what Twitter was, but it's still a way to communicate with my comic friends, even though they're not all there. So I'm pretty much there for MediaMic. I don't know what his policy is. I love his T-shirts, and he sends them to me for free after spending so much in his auctions, I guess. And one of them has the Golden Age Frankenstein on the back, which, interesting enough, he had on his auction really cheap copies of PS art books. And These are like $30 books, and they were going for I 10 or 15, I can't remember exactly. But I got The Phantom Witch Doctor. Kirk outbid me on a couple of, or else I would have gotten a heck of a lot more. Frankenstein number one, and these are the softies. They do hardcovers and Monster. I knew that cover looked like Matt Baker. That's incredible. Yeah, it's got some big names. The ones I recognize are Matt Baker, Frank Giacoa, Bob Powell, and Carmen Infantino, and then there's a bunch of other ones. And I think Monster ran in Amazing Ghost Stories, Monster, in 1953. And there were other stories within those comics, but I think this focuses on a character called Monster. The same with the Phantom Witch Doctor. The Phantom Witch Doctor appeared in Golden Age books called Beware. And then there was a Phantom Witch Doctor 1952 one shot, I think, or series. And then there was a Night of Mystery 1953. That same character crossed over. I didn't realize they had the creators on the back. I was putting them into the database and I was like, where are the creators? And they're on the back cover because they're not inside the book itself. I just realized that as I was looking at the back content. So some of the books I got in this these Twitter auctions, Media Mick offers for fairly cheap prices. I think one of them was higher. This 3D Del number one, and the Bozo the Clown from Del Comics. Really nice shape, really nice books. The 3D one had the glasses in it, but they were detached. I didn't know they were in there at the time. I don't know if my eyes are old, but I tried to do the 3D, and with progressive lenses, it's not very friendly. And then I got Love Sucks number one, an annual number one, and then the series one through five. That was from Ace Comics. Herbie number 27. He's that fat kid from ACG. Retief, I never even heard of, but there was a series, and I had this one had four and six, and then a couple of one shots. Retief, the Giant Killer, Retief, Grime and Punishment. And then Leather and Lace Volume 2, number one, which I just completed Volume 1 recently. And then I think this was other media, like a film, but it had from Aracel, Scum of the Earth, number one. It had Riverdale, number one, Nerd Box Edition. That was just, I don't need Riverdale, number one. I already have it, but that was like one that. You don't want to lose the auction, so you just bid on six books and say I want all, just because you if you typed or looked up everything, you would not win it. Simpsons Comics number 60 and 158, 148. These books, I had no Simpsons, but over the course of the year and last year, I've got a lot of Simpson comics. Mostly the one shots and some of the other obscure stuff than the main title, but I have the keys. Like I have Simpson Comics number one, Simpson Comics and stories featuring Bartman. This was a beat up copy, but I do have a really nice copy, so this is my second one. And I think this was just so I could read the to get the other Simpsons comics. I typed all. And I knew it was a beat-up copy because he takes pictures of them and shows them. Cave Woman, Ruin. I don't have much Cave Woman, so usually it's safe for me to just sheer content of Cave Woman material from Root. Bud Root, I think, is his name. It's safe for me just to go after him. This was Cave Woman, Ruin 4 through 6 from. Caliber. It's also from Caliber. Dead World 14, I already had that one. Fringe number 1, which I didn't have. From Chaos Comics. I have Evil Ernie, Youth Gone Wild number 2. Evil Ernie number 1 half and 1 through 4. Lady Death, I think this is the Crucible. Lady Death 4, the Crucible. 3 through 6. Elvira, the Claypool one. 2 through 5, 9 through 11, 37, 38, 40, 44, 46 through 49, and 93. So, I have a hardcover of those collected by Dynamite from the Claypool run, but I've been getting this run and filling it in as I run across them. Danger Unlimited number 2. I already had a full run of Danger Unlimited. I probably didn't know that when I bid on it. Lone 1 through 6. This one has got my curiosity. It's from Dark Horse. I really want to dive into that one when I have time. Evil Ernie and Santa Fe number 3. This is not a... It has the Chaos label, but it's published by Devil's Due. And it's Evil Ernie and Santa Fe number 3. Interested in that because I'm from Albuquerque, so Santa Fe is just north of there, about, 40, 50 minutes. Demented number 1, this is from a publisher like DM something, DMZ or DMD, or I don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. Alien Worlds number 8, I already had a full run. Appleseed volume 2 number 1. That's like a manga. I have read some Appleseed because Rob Liefeld was big into it, and I thought I would educate myself. I don't own any Appleseed prior to this issue, but I was able to read a collected on Comixology Unlimited. I don't know if they still have it, but box number 3, that's Eros, an anthology. This next one I have is another Eros one, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Liaisons de la COCS. It's so weird. Number 3, Eternity. I got A Case of Blind Fear, number 1. That's like a vampire Sherlock Holmes thing. It seems really interesting. From Eternity, also got Ghouls, number 1. I do have a lot of Gore Shriek, but this is Gore Shriek Volume 2, number 1. From Fleetway Quality, I got 666, The Mark of the Beast, number 14. From Harris Comics, I got Shock Therapy, number 1 and 6. From Harvey, I got Harvey Collectors Comics, number 2. That's a reprint comic, like a thick one. Had Casper on the cover. Pink Panther number four, and Yogi Bear number 6. From IDW, this one I didn't know existed, but I should have bought it when it came out. Devil's Rejects number 1. It's just a one shot. Cyberforce number 1, already had that. Matter of fact, I think I have all the volumes of Cyberforce. David Goliath, number 1, that's Image, but I don't have any of that series. I don't even know what it's about. Impaler's a vampire series from Top Cow. I got 1 through 4. This must have been one of those groups, so I get Impaler. I just said all, and it was Savage Dragon 83 and 85. I have a full run of Savage Dragon already, as well as Universal Monsters The Mummy, number 1 and 2. From Innovation, I got Child's Play 2 and 5. I've been trying to get all of the appearances of the major horror film slasher people. In other words, like Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, etc. Nightmares on Elm Street, also from Innovation. Psycho number 1 and 3. That's based on the movie. Death Rattle, I can't remember if this is volume 2. I think it is. Number 6, 7, 11, 17, and 18. Everett Hartsow's From London Knights, Razor Torture 2 through 4. Razor Uncut 16 through 17. Strangers number 1. And you're like, well, Mike, I know you have, well, the two people that listen to this know I have a full Ultraverse line. Why would I need the Strangers from Malibu? Well, this was a hologram cover and it was dirt cheap. And yes, when I say I have a full run, it just means I can read and experience the full run because I have them, but it doesn't mean I have every variant cover that came out. This was an opportunity to get a really cool cover, so I did, and I'll get the other holograms if I run across them for cheap. Splatter number 6 from North something. God, I can't. Wait, it's not Northwind. North Star. This is where Tim V. Hill and Joe V. Hill and a lot of the slasher, over the top violence books were, gore. Splatter, I almost have a full run. I need a holiday special and one more issue. Fright Night number 5 from Now Comics, I need quite a bit. X Mutants, I start number 7 from Pied Piper. This title went all over the place, and if you listen to some previous episodes, you'll know that I read a lot lately and started to really like this book. From Top, one of the titles I want to complete is all the Topps Comics titles, and this one had Dracula, Vlad the Impaler number 2 and 3. I think I just need number 1. It had Hercules from the TV show 1 through 5, Jason Goes to Hell number 1, Jurassic Park number 4, Mars Attacks Burst series number 1/2, 2, and 5. Plus the graphic novel, which is a collection of that first series. Mars Attacks Ongoing 1, 3, 4, 5, and 7. Ray Bradbury Comics number 1, that's also tops. Space Above and Beyond, I believe, was a TV show that I never watched, but that's tops 1 through 3. That was the full run of that. Zorro number 0, already had that one. And Grim Fairy Tales, Volume 1, 4, and 9. So I came on to Grim Fairy Tales after I read the first two trades, and I liked them. So I still have to get those first few issues. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed what I got from Media Mick. And now I'm going to take a short pause, get something to drink, and go over the Mike M's Weekly Reads. All right, and we're going to talk about the books read from November 17th through November 30th of 2025. We'll start with what I watched. Popeye the Slayer Man, that was on Amazon Prime, I believe. That's one of those Popeye horror movies. 4 out of 5. It says I watched Wicked. Was this at the theater in 20? This would have to be Wicked 2, I think. Yeah, it would have to be. 'Cause. Then 5 out of 5 would be From the TV show season 3. That's on MGM Plus, which is like Lost with a horror vibe. So total comics read that week were 20. We had 2 from Vortex, 1 novel, 3 chapters anyway. Marvel had 4, 2 IDW. 1 Floating World, 7 DC, 2 Bad Bug, 1, sorry, 2 Bad Idea, and 1 Bad Bug. We'll start with the, there were only 4 out of 5s and 5 out of 5s. So the 4 out of 5s were Black Kiss 5 through 6 from Vortex. This was reading it really, I don't own all of the Vortex series, but this was reading it from the Omnibus. And they work with Cass to find the porn tape that Beverly and I can't think of her name. We're at Dagmar, we're after from the priest, and Cass has sex with the young girl that calls him uncle. That was weird. 'Cause, so Cass is the main guy that eventually becomes the new Dagmar, which is weird. At this time, you have no clue. Matter of fact, the story is so broad, it's hard to get all the details until you see the story in its scope. And sometimes I even reread it just to make sure, because I do own Black Kiss digitally as well as the physical. Sorry, Black Kiss 1. There's a Black Kiss 2 series. Rocketeer, The Great Race, number 1 and 2. This is from IDW. Cliff joins the international race to Europe and teams up with a plane creator. Betty allows this because it's her opportunity to visit Paris, but she's at this point, she's acting like, I don't want you to risk your life with that rocket anymore, Cliff. Murder Mary from Bad Bug. This is Bad Bug's answer to Deadpool, in that she breaks the fourth wall and can teleport to other universes. She goes after a Karen with a huge battle axe. It was fun. Immortal Legend Batman. This one I'm liking less and less as I'm going into reading it. But it started off really good. Batman disguises himself as a traveler in a space transport and gets attacked by pirates, led by a futuristic Bane. This is Elseworlds title that was released in single issue, regular format. Got Star Wars 28 through 31. It's the backstory of Yoda and the Lord of the Flies story, and a live mountain that had links to the Jedi. Then the Screaming Citadel is about to start, about a queen that wanted Dr. Aphra to deliver a Jedi to her, and that was Luke. The Screaming Citadel is the storyline prior to the Crimson Dawn, War of the Bounty Hunters comes later. So this isn't the current volume of Star Wars, it's the one prior to that. And I don't know if the new volume of Star Wars is over because they're only soliciting like Darth Maul and one other and some one shots, so they seem to be soliciting a lot less. Absolute Batman number 8 through 13, the last 4 out of 5, a flashback on how Bruce was training Croc to fight Bibbo, and then the current time. That shouldn't be Bibbo, that should be Bane, I think. Bibbo is the guy from Superman, but maybe it is Bibbo. And then the current time where he fought Dr. Fries, Mr. Freeze, and had them and they were trapped by Bane and injected with venom. Now he is working with Catwoman to take down Ark M, and Arkham is spelled differently in the absolute world. It's Ark, ARK space M instead of ARKHAM. Take down Ark M and Bane. And Bane wants him to replace him with Arkham's fighter. Bane tortured and transformed Harvey Oswald and Edward. So the whole pr a lot of the premises of that Batman's rogues villains grew up with Bruce as a kid, and they were best friends. It's like the Little Rascals in Batman grew up, and now they're all together, except most of them seem to be manipulated by what Arkham is doing. So they seem to be allies and then like turning because of Arkham. They're all terrible, 5 out of 5. So now we're in the 5 out of 5s. 1 and 2 from Bad Idea. This was a deluxe comic that reprinted the 2 issues already released by Bad Idea about some violent barbarians going to raid a peaceful people, and they have to assemble a ragtag group of protectors, only they don't know that the group wants to raid their vault. It's like Magnificent Seven in a fantasy island with a twist. And I love movies like Magnificent Seven, so I love this. I read as they relaunched LCSs, but I did have the original issues 1 and 2. I just hadn't gotten to them yet. We have Vengeances for the Living from Floating World. This is awesome. This is like a Grindhouse comic book. The woman and her sister go visit a friend in an arcade. So the woman was like left for dead by these gangsters that were captured her husband and killed her kids, her kid. And she's trying to get vengeance now. At this time, she doesn't know her husband's alive. I don't know what I mean by this. Two spreads show arcade. Oh, the 2-page spread. That's what I'm missing, is page. This was awesome. Alex Delaney drew it, which is a guy I met at, God, I can't remember if it was Baltimore or Heroes. It had to be Heroes. Or C2E2, because I was with Bill when we talked to Alex Delaney, and we both bought stuff from him. And he's an awesome artist and guy. He also writes some of his, you know, I call his books outlaw comics. But the 2-page spread shows an arcade with games that reflect very indie titles or outlaw comics for the most part. So I was like going through that 2-page spread, writing down the titles, see if I'm having them and adding them to my want list if I didn't. The crooked cops have to shoot out of the arcade with the sisters, and they kill several kids and the arcade owner. The gangster that killed her family gets both cops to work with him. So the two cops that are having the shootout in the arcade were hired by the criminal guy that has her husband. And then finally, the novel Money Shot, chapters 20 through 23. Malloy and Angel are being hunted, and they try to find the address of the porn company that set up Angel. They frame her company with child pornography, but it was all planted, all that information. And then the week of 11/24 through 11/30, the things I watched were Shiver Me Timbers, another Popeye horror movie. We got Masterminds. What was that? A 40-year-old virgin rewatch. Around the fifth time I've seen it. Billy the Kid Season 3 from MGM Plus. Now I need to start writing down like what some of these obscure films are, because IMDb real quick to see what Masterminds is. It's from 2016. Oh, that's a comedy with Zach Galifianakis, Owen Wilson, Kristen Wiig, and Jason Sudeikis. This was actually pretty awesome. This was based on a true story about these guys that raided like a Wells Fargo company truck, and it's kind of like a love story, but the actual lead character, played by Zach Galifianakis, or I don't know how to pronounce his last name, was the real character on the in the true story. So that was cool. That was really good. And then the 40-year-old virgin, the comics read were not that much. I think I was in Albuquerque that week because that's where I watched 40-year-old virgins and Masterminds. So I must have been there for the weekend. But the total is 12 comics. One from Raka, which is Hacker spelled backwards. Marvel had 11, one bad bug. We'll start with the 4 out of 5s. We had Charlotte and the Clockwork Heart. A man makes a robot with a clockwork heart, and she gains a conscious and wants to live outside his dominant rules because he treats her like crap. It's like a cool Frankenstein type story if you're into that. Star Wars from 2025, number 7. So this is the new story, I think. Ahsoka has started her war with, has started a war with the New Republic, and the Nagai are the ones who are suffering. Star Wars number 32. This is the series prior to that. Really enjoying the Screaming Citadel. But to get to the conclusion, I need to read Dr. Aphra, so I'm going to take a break starting with that. Star Wars, The Screaming Citadel, the story arc where Aphra gives the Queen Luke for access to the Jedi object. So this is what I was talking about in the previous set of books. We've got Dr. Aphra, number 1 through 8. Read that so I could catch up to The Screaming Citadel. Dr. Aphra recovers an object and tries to sell it back, but finds out her father had her doctorate taken away. Now she's no longer a doctor. Shows how she got her doctorate through blackmail. She works with her father to get the Jedi artifact with her father, and this leads them to the Screaming Citadel. The 5 out of 5 was The Future is Fucked, number 2. I just say it's an amazing comic. This issue is one of the best comics I read this year. Please give this issue a shot because I think it will hook you. It was my second reread as I had read an issue that didn't have a number on it. And it was issue 2, but it was from the con. I think it was from Baltimore Heroes. And made me think I was missing issue 2, so ordered it from my comic shop. So it was an accidental reread, but it was such a good book that I didn't mind it. Issue 2 is the same as the Martina issue offered at cons. That's about a controlling husband that comes up with this technological holographic thing that covers people's faces, and they use it things to like manipulate the brain in prisons, and he uses it on his wife. It's so messed up. And then you have this one guy who's getting revenge against the bad guys, and he's recruiting Martina, who's very athletic but has to break away from her husband. So that wraps up the Mike M's Weekly Reads. The 5 out of 5s were The Future is Effed, number 2. They're All Terrible, 1 and 2. Vengeance is for the Living, number 3. And Money Shot, chapters 20 through 23. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Let me know you're out there. You can contact me on Blue Sky at Mike Myers Brunch. You can also find me on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast or DC Noise Podcast. This is located on DCNoisePodcast.com, where it's hosted. And I will talk to you again soon. And thank you for taking the time to listen and read and enjoy your comics, because comics are awesome.